William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Lost Jewels, a novel by Kirsty Manning, performed by Natasha Beaumont.
Beauty is truth, truth, beauty. That is all ye know on earth, and all ye need to know. John Keats, Ode on a Grecian Urn. Prologue. London, 1666. The smoke was so thick she had to draw her apron across her mouth. Her long plaits were singed black from falling fire drops. They'd need to be chopped off. Mama would be furious. But she had made a promise to Papa. She had to see it through, even though the roar of flames raced through the narrow cobblestone streets. No one would be missing her yet. Mama would be passing under London Bridge in the longboat with the baby, both wrapped in heavy woolen blankets to protect them from the embers raining down. The girl had begged, then pushed mother and baby into the overcrowded boat as barrels of oil and tallow exploded behind her, promising she would jump in the boat behind. Think of the baby! Papa would! Her words had been whipped away by the searing easterly, and the boat was swallowed by the haze as it left the dock. Onshore was chaos as families unloaded trunks and leather buckets filled with their most precious goods. Horses snorted with terror and threw their heads back. Hooves clanged against cobblestones. The beasts' ears were pinned back with fear. The girl was grateful her mama and little Samuel were gone, safe. The flustered captain had braced his leg against the timber wharf to steady the boat. He'd held out a hand to the girl, but she'd step backwards.